Socially responsible investing has a long history. Methodists and Quakers refused to profit from slavery and war. Divestment campaigns have targeted apartheid, fossil fuels, and for-profit prisons.
This industry it's old but new.
Investment manager Matt Illion says this strategy uses negative screening, or avoiding companies that don't align with one's ethics. But another option is emerging, sustainable, responsible, impact investing.
The sustainable is really starting to look more at how do we integrate our values to emphasize more sustainable practices. So that could be from the environmental perspective, you know, how do we limit our ecological footprint to, sustainable employee practices? How do we build up an employee base that's healthy and vibrant to our supply chain?
The impact part of it, says Illion, is about making a positive contribution socially, regionally, or environmentally.
So whereas the others are maybe screening out those practices that might be negative, the sustainable and the impact investing are really focusing on how do we include and emphasize and encourage those business practices that we think are building the kind of society and culture that we want to be part of.
The goal is to make investments in the greater social good and get a return. Illion lists some examples: building affordable housing, putting a grocery store in a food desert.
Investing in clean water is a big area. Sustainable agriculture, sustainable timber, local investments. All the way up to the public equity market side of things, where it's investing in businesses that are publicly traded, that are using and emphasizing those best practices to really think about being a good neighbor.
Historically, that's been known as corporate social responsibility, but Illion says that model's problematic. It uses the two-pocket theory of money.
Which is this idea, it's mental accounting, this idea that on one pocket over here, we're achieving incredible social impact, you know, through these different programs that we have in the community. But really, with the majority of our money in this pocket, it's all about the bottom line, which is profits. And that really wasn't meant to be. I mean, that it creates a kind of a split personality within an organization and within an individual to think about those two pockets. So what we want to do is, and impact investing is doing, is really saying, let's think about this all in one pocket. Let's think about a unified ethical approach to investing. In the same way that you and I carry ourselves in our community, we want our money, our resources, we want our enterprise to carry itself that way in the community.
Illion and financial analyst Peter Hurtman recently started Vested In to help expand impact investing locally.
Money flows very freely around the globe. Your money can go anywhere in the world that you want it to. But again, we're back to the neighborhood, that what has the biggest impact on me, perhaps in an indirect way, it's what happens in my next door neighbor's yard or somewhere quite close to me. So Matt and I use the example. Maybe you like Ben and Jerry's, but they're in Vermont. Maybe you like Patagonia, but they're in California. How about the companies that are close to me and the corporate actions that are taking place near where I live? Shouldn't I have some involvement there? And shouldn't I, as an investor, have some kind of dialogue with those companies so that they know what my sensibilities are? We think the answer is yes, and that's at the heart and soul of the firm.
Leaders from businesses, nonprofits, and government created the Virginia Impact Investing Forum to help expand these efforts. At a recent meetup was one of the forum's founding members, Larry Wilder.
I work in the governor's office, in the Office of Secretary of Commerce and Trade, and the area I focus on is in the area of social entrepreneurship and innovation.
Wilder says the state is partnering with private and philanthropic groups on the social impact finance model Pay for Success. Currently, they're focusing on prenatal health and supportive housing.
And then also in Northern Virginia, one of the workforce investment boards is doing a project that's working with at-risk youth to help them to help prevent them from getting into the judicial system, and then when they do, to help them reenter, you know, providing jobs and opportunities so they don't, you know, there's lower the recidivism.
Wilder sees a lot of potential for impact investing. He says Virginia could become a hub for what's called the purpose economy.
So just like you have other hubs, like say Silicon Valley, where they're a nexus, Virginia could be a nexus, but not necessarily those specific types of corporations, but businesses that have impact. And that this is a great place to be in terms of lifestyle, but also you've got the ecosystems that we're talking about and people who get it. And so the orientation, if you have a business that you want to thrive and do well, but also do good, Virginia is the place to come. So I think at a minimum, it'd be great to have that happen and certainly show it be a showcase for the rest of the country, the rest of the world.
The impact investing industry is still in its infancy, says Matt Illion. So it's a bit more challenging for individual investors.
Unfortunately, at this time, a lot of the retail funds that are available to individuals often carry very, very high expenses to be able to kind of put your values out there. And this isn't true across the board. It's just in certain circumstances. So you just really need to be careful if you're an individual investor looking for an SRI, you know, portfolio. It could be that you're investing with good intentions, but really it ends up being a marketing campaign to kind of get the folks who are kind of wanting to make an impact, but they end up really paying a lot out of their own retirement savings in order to accomplish that.
But, says Illion, the industry is going in the right direction. Fees are coming down and impact is increasing. Locally, there are options too, including the decade-old Virginia Community Capital.
And that's a local CDFI, Community Development and Financial Institution, that is chartered to invest their resources, like a bank, but focused on underserved communities. And so both on the environmental and social side, they're the ones who are investing money in grocery stores and food deserts and revitalizing historic downtowns. But what individuals can do is they can then, get a CD or buy a note through that institution and know that their money is going back into the local community and they're getting a financial return at the same time. And really, that's the point of impact investing, is that you have these social environmental impacts. At the same time, you're saying we're not giving up this financial expectation that the capital is going to be returned and we can reinvest it.
Illion and Hartman connect socially responsible impact investing to other movements like buying local and growing organic food.
In part, this is a reaction to some bigger trends that have happening and the idea that people would be more community-spirited and community-minded. You see it in the local food movement, which we think is great. We're very supportive of that. And the idea of begin at home. At the heart and soul of that is the Christian message, treat your neighbor as yourself. And we think there's a secular application of that as well.
Illion adds, there's something really powerful in a phrase we hear frequently, the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Making a profit is good. That's rewarding. Doing that while at the same time having a positive environmental and social impact on your community, incredibly more powerful.
For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Comp, WCVE News.